Here with your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Dylan Dierberg. A very busy week on the hardwood is in store for several area programs who are making up postponed games due to bad weather earlier in the year. This includes a matchup of area teams that was moved from January 14th to Monday night, and it's a conference doubleheader in Rockford when the Warriors host the West Fork Warhawks in their second meeting of the year. The girls' game will feature a pair of teams headed in opposite directions. The Warhawk girls are streaking right now and might be one of the hottest teams in the state, riding an 8-game winning streak and coming off a huge non-conference victory over rival HD Cal in the Coaches vs. Cancer game. The Warhawks have hit their stride at the right time. West Fork is undefeated in the new year and will put that 8-0 record on the line against the Warriors Monday night. Life has been tough for the Warriors this season as they currently hold a 1-12 record. Their one win this season came against Valley Lutheran 58-29 on December 11th, and they will try to find that offense against West Fork's strong defense. If they are able to find some more points in this game, it will likely be in big part attributed to senior point guard Chloe Rooney, who leads Rockford in points, assists, and steals per game. For the Warhawks, Emma Martinik leads the way with 14 points a game, but the emergence of freshman phenom Leah Weaver has given the team a huge boost as a second scoring option in the half court. Weaver scored her career-high 23 points in the win over HD Cal Saturday. In the boys' game, it's an important conference matchup between a 6-7 Rockford team and a 4-10 West Fork squad. This game will have postseason implications as the teams are within a game of each other in the conference standings. The Warriors took the first matchup between the teams back at the beginning of December, 55-41, on the back of Colton Lyman's 23 points and 13 rebounds. So this will be a revenge spot for the Warhawks, who need a conference win to stay ahead of the Warriors in the conference standings. The sophomore tandem of Cade Eberling and Sage Sunken will have to continue to perform above their age to give the Warhawks a chance in this one. They have been stellar so far this season, averaging 11.7 and 10 points per game, respectively. It's an important top of Iowa East battle taking place on Monday night, and you won't want to miss any of the action. Listen to our coverage of the action starting at 6:05 with pregame before a 6:15 girls tip-off on 104.9 KLMJ. The AGWSR basketball teams will play just their fifth home games of the season when they host Belmont-Clemmie Monday in a non-conference bout. The 8-6 Cougar girls enter this matchup with a lot of momentum, winners of five of their last six. While AGWSR hasn't put up stellar offensive numbers as of late, the defense has held each of its opponents under 40 points in each of those wins. The Cougars have won their last two games while scoring 33 and 34 points. Belmont-Clemmie enters with some momentum after a 5-game skid, but were denied their third straight victory Friday against Garner-Hayfield Ventura as a fourth quarter comeback fell short. A win gets the Broncos back to 500 as they enter 7-8. The two teams play a similar style and have split the last two meetings. The nightcap features a pair of boys teams looking to turn their seasons around. The Broncos are 0-15 and have struggled to be competitive in most of their games, but head coach Justin Meyer says the guys stepping into some new roles, along with continued progression, could lead to the first win of the season.
We've got kids that are progressing, and I keep telling the boys that it's one of those things that what we need is we need that progress to come with great attitude and great effort, because if we can have great effort and great attitude, there's going to be one of these games coming up that I think that we might not necessarily on paper have the greatest chance of winning, but if we can put those things together, I really think that we're at a point where we can win basketball games. We're playing a lot of games where the numbers within the numbers, if we can eliminate a 4 or 5 minute stretch where we give up 15 and we don't score any, if we can eliminate that, we're playing even, if not ahead, in those other stretches that if we can kind of just put it all together, I really like our chances here moving forward.
AGWSR has lost 3 straight and 7 of their last 8, coming in with a mark of 4-9. The Cougars have had some rough stretches, leading to losses by 21, 50, and 43 points in their last 3 outings. Head coach Riley Shipper says while Monday's game is a great opportunity for a bounce back, his team needs to remain disciplined against an unfamiliar foe.
We've always kind of played tougher games with them, and it's one of those games where, you know, the unfamiliarity, you know, the teams in their conference, you know, obviously know enough about them you know, we don't know a ton about them, and they don't know a ton about us, I'm guessing. So it's one of those you got to be ready for, no matter what the record coming in is, no matter what any of that is. You know, obviously they're always going to be looking for their first win, you know, and you don't want to be the team that gives it to them, but, you know, we've got to be prepared for anything. And, you know, we're at home. We're finally going to hit a stretch of home games here. So it's good to get back home. You know, the guys are excited, obviously, to be playing back at home, get in front of some of the home fans, some of their friends, you know, a little bit more.
Monday's doubleheader will air live on 98.9 KQCR. Pregame coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. with the opening tip-off of the girls' games scheduled for 6.15 inside the AGWSR High School gymnasium. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced over the weekend it's officially sanctioning girls wrestling as a high school sport. The unanimous vote was made at the IGHSAU's January 12th Board of Directors meeting and was announced prior to the start of the championship round of the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association Girls State Wrestling Tournament Saturday in Coralville. The first IGHSAU-sanctioned season will be next school year, 2022-2023. Hampton Dumont Cal Activities Director Christy Weiser tells Radio On The Go Sports it's been a quickly growing sport, and she is thrilled to see high school girls getting this opportunity.
For girls to now have the opportunity to do that in a high school supported athletic endeavor, I mean, look at the girls' state tournament that, you know, they hosted this weekend. They initially had 100 kids the first year, and it grew to over 300. There were over 700 young women participating. The crowds, I saw the pictures, it was fantastic. So it's growing. It's great that Iowa has done the work really over the last year to find out what they need to do to support school districts in growing the program and this opportunity.
IGHSAU Executive Director Gene Berger cited an increase in participation, the growth in youth wrestling, and the willingness of Iowa schools to commit to the sport as key factors in the decision to sanction girls wrestling. Applington-Parkersburg Activities Director Jason Berkey credits Berger's leadership in responding to the growing interest in the sport and looks forward to helping lead the new program at APGC.
That was a great call and great leadership. Gene's done an excellent job taking over, and you know, we were expecting this probably not this soon, but again, we put full responsibility on what they do and how they look at the numbers and portray this. And again, I think it was great leadership and a great thing to sanction it, you know, during the state girls wrestling. And I know a lot of people are excited, and through, you know, social media, you see a lot of people are, you know, really gung-ho about it. And, you know, again, AP and GC wrestling is very excited also, and hopefully it just continues to take off.
So far, 58 Iowa schools have committed to sponsoring girls' wrestling programs. The latest data from trackwrestling.com shows 1,018 girls participating in high school wrestling, represented by over 185 Iowa schools. It's the 11th sport to be sanctioned by the IGHSAU and the first since bowling was added in 2007. Iowa is the 34th state to sanction girls' wrestling. The NIAC women's basketball team nearly pulled off the biggest upset in the 2021-22 season Thursday night. The 11-6 Trojans journeyed down to Cedar Rapids to face number 2 Kirkwood in an Iowa Community College Athletic Conference contest. NIAC was down 11 at intermission and cut the lead to 7 entering the fourth quarter. The Eagles' defense was enough to clamp the Trojans' offense, earning a 59-50 victory. Trojan head coach Brad Vaught says the game Thursday was a stark contrast to the first meeting where Kirkwood won by 30.
I think they're the best team in the country. The one loss they had in overtime, I think if they played that again, they'd probably win that game. They're just such a great team. But, you know, I was really proud of us, you know, of our girls that, you know, they went in there to knock them off. And, we're starting four girls that are true freshmen, were high school players last year, and they're growing and getting better every game.
Audrey Martinez-Stewart led NIAC with 15 points, while Jackie Pipett added 10, and Alyssa Hames put up 8 points and 9 rebounds. The Trojans did have a fantastic road win at Southeastern Tuesday, 82-67, with Hames scoring a team-high 18 points, and 7 other players scored 7 or more. NIAC is entering a crucial stretch of ICCAC games, but Coach Vaught is thankful that the majority of the games in the final month are home games.
We were talking with the team about how our first half of the schedule is by far the toughest of anybody in the conference, and it's not even up for debate. I mean, we played Kirkwood twice already before we played some of the teams. We've been at Iowa Western, at Iowa Central, at Iowa Lakes. I mean, we've had a tough go of it, but the girls have just hung together tough and continued to show up at practice to work hard. And we're looking forward to getting some home games here. It was really nice Monday night. Luther said they would bring some players over and, you know, play a JV game. We were quarantined three times during the first semester and had some games canceled. So it can be hard to find games. So, yeah, being at home is going to be really nice.
The Nyack women host four of the next five. The Trojans have Luther JV Monday at 5 o'clock, and Iowa Central will come to Mason City for an ICCAC match Wednesday at 5:30. All three are women and men doubleheaders. Now let's take a look at the scorecard for tonight. Before we go, we'll start with girls and boys high school basketball doubleheaders in the area. Belmont Clemmy is at AGWSR. That'll be on KQCR tonight, 6:05 pregame, 6:15 start. And West Fork is at Rockford for a makeup game. That's a doubleheader tonight, 6:05 pregame, 6:15 start on KLMJ. Also, Roland Story is at Dyke New Hartford. They have a doubleheader as well, 6:15 start for the girls there. As far as women's and men's college basketball, it's Luther JV at Nyack tonight. That's going to do it for this Radio on the Go Sports Update. I'm Dylan Dierberg.